Welcome to America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and friends. This is a special program because this is show number 100. Yes, we have produced 100 programs in the last couple of years, and I am delighted to be part of it with you. I hope you've been listening steadily all along when we've had me and Leslie Gold, and Leslie's still contributing to the show, not as much, but she's still contributing. And we have other great contributors on the program. We have stylist Michael O'Connor. We have cultural expert, music expert, Al Katabiani. We have foodie, home cook, Kathy Grun. We have Sal Rizzo from DeGustibus Cooking School occasionally checking in. We have Celebrity Trials and Tribulations, my team of opinionated ladies who talk about celebrities and their legal woes. And yes, Leslie does contribute from time to time. Most importantly, what I'd like to do is thank the people who've put this program together. You know, you hear the show on the radio, but you have no idea what's going on behind the scenes. It's a big operation. First of all, it's a syndicated radio program. So I want to thank Envision Radio for keeping this show on the air for as long as it has. And Michael Lichtstein, who is the programming director of Envision Radio in New York City. Envision is based in Cleveland, Ohio. So I want to thank the folks there in Cleveland. And very importantly, I do want to thank our producers. When we started this show, my producer was Stephen Basaha, who was wonderful, really great, talented young man who is now has moved on to big and great projects. So Stephen Basaha was our number one or our first producer, followed by Karis Faith Slew. Karis also equally as wonderful. She did her job quietly. She never complained. I would send her the information. She'd take care of it. Really terrific, wonderful young lady who also has moved on to another great project. So this show is a springboard for many other new opportunities. And now I'd like to introduce our latest producer, Gabby Espinay. Gabby is studying media studies and other things in college, but her college is across the pond. She studies in London, which is fine because this can be done anywhere in the world. You know, that's the marvel of media today, of technology today, that you can be anywhere, you can work anywhere and do your program, do your podcast, write, upload, do whatever you need to do anywhere in the world. So you don't have to be in a studio any longer. Gabby Espinay is our newest producer. So congratulations to Gabby and wishing her well as she heads back to another year of college in England. But she'll still be with me. So Gabby is our latest producer. So that is what's going on behind the scenes at America Weekend. Just wanted to be thankful to everybody who has been contributing and being so much a part of the team. Can't do it alone. So the team is very, very important. So wanted to acknowledge them. Normally we do something called News You May Have Missed on the radio program. And I just have a minute to tell you a couple of things that have happened this last week. Big week, of course, with the conventions this week and the week before. But a couple of little notices to tell you. eHarmony's founding director, Dr. Neil Clark Warren, is stepping down as CEO of eHarmony. He is up there in age. He's 81 years old, and he has decided to still be involved with eHarmony, but he's stepping down as chairman of the company, stepping down as CEO. So that is one bit of news. And something else to tell you, Miss Cleo, the pitchwoman for the Psychic Readers Network, you may remember her, was on television for a long time, died of cancer this past week. She was 53 years old. She was known for the infomercials in the late 1990s. She said, "Call me now." That was the catchphrase. She did it in a Jamaican accent, but she was actually born in Los Angeles. And the Psychic Readers Network came under a lot of scrutiny because of their business practices, but she was never indicted for that at all. Miss Cleo, dead at the age of 53. I'm Valerie Smaldone. This is America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Dakota gardeners who like tomatoes shroud the plants with metal containers.
Always keep your rain gear with you. The weather can change so quickly.
Sunny sky to hail in minutes. minutes today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Sturgis Bound Bikers.
You can see a mammoth black cloud in the sky.
Interstate 90 and a half-hour blast back to camp.
Well, we're riding. You can see the clouds. Everybody's headed out of the Rapid City area to get to Sturgis because it's going to rain. And you can see a mammoth black cloud in the sky. And you know it's there. So we're headed out of town thinking we're going to miss it.
Took my rain gear out of the bike in the morning thinking the weather was perfect. Always keep your rain gear with you. The weather can change so quickly. By the time we actually stopped, we had Peace Hill hitting in the face and
American Biker Minute.
Waited it out, rode on.
Your passport to the open road and two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Do you play to win the game of life? Many people don't.
You see this in sports with underdogs. They get the lead. They may be as surprised as everybody else, and that's when it happens.
They start playing to not lose. Ironically, a loss is exactly what they usually get.
It's because they're playing a team that does the opposite. Their opponent keeps playing to win even when they're losing.
They see being down as a temporary condition, something they will overcome.
So many people today are playing to not lose. They're driven by fear and play from a position of weakness. Sadly, they'll remain stuck right where they are at best.
But you're a winner. You're driven by hope. So play to your strengths and you'll reach big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.